May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 1106, and we'll sing it with the refrain. May the Lord help us to sing with the heart and with the understanding. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hymn 1106.
Word of God. Let us read two portions of Scripture this evening. Firstly, in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 14. The second book of Chronicles, chapter 14. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and brake down the images and cut down the groves and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandment. And he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest. And he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore he said unto Judah, let us build these cities, and make about them walls and towers, gates and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God, we have sought him, and he hath given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. And Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows 284,000, All these were mighty men of valor. And there came out against them Zerah, the Ethiopian, with an host of 1,000,000 and 300 chariots, and came unto Marashah. Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatha at Marashah. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gerar. And the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them. And they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. They smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. Now let us turn to the book of Psalms, reading Psalm 121. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So may the Lord bless the reading of his holy and sacred word unto each one of us. And may he help us now to pray. O thou most holy, almighty, and eternal God, thou Lord that rulest all things in the heavens and upon this earth, we pray, Lord, thou wilt come and rule our hearts and be in our midst here amongst us this night. Lord, thou dost spare our lives day by day, even hour by hour. And we live our lives as a tale that is told. But, O Lord, we earnestly pray thou wilt not leave us just to the experience of earthly things. But we pray, Lord, thou wilt grant us the experience of heavenly things. Tokens of thy heavenly love. That love of mercy. Lord, that grace bestowed through the gift of thine only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be amongst those of whom it is said, for ye know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. O Lord, do bestow upon us the riches of the grace through the Lord Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of our sins, that we may be found acceptable in thy sight. Lord, thou knowest how we have come here tonight. Lord, there's much earthliness within our hearts, much hardness, stoniness, deadness, coldness, darkness. Lord, such as we are in our flesh, because there is no good thing. But, O Lord, do impart that gift by thy Spirit that draws our affections heavenward to the way of truth, to the way of eternal life, unto Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth and the life, that we may behold him by faith. Compel, Lord, that darkness to be removed from our minds and open all our eyes to behold the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Then, Lord, we shall be enabled to worship thee in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, come and be in our midst, in our hearts. We ask thy blessing upon thy word, which we have read. Lord, a small portion of thy word, but, Lord, it is needful. These accounts recorded so many thousands of years ago, Lord, is there not teaching in them even for us today, no matter what our age, young and old? And we pray, Lord, thou wilt give us understanding, that thy word may be a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway, that we may be kept, drawn, Lord, to and kept in that way that is everlasting. Lord, that faith in the redeeming and shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. O Lord, may we be found there even this night, beneath that blood of which we have just sung, our hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Lord, may each of us be able to assuredly speak it, as we have sung. Lord, be with those who are seeking souls, who sang that hymn as a prayer, praying that it may be so with them. Oh, the opening up of that truth, as it is in Jesus, revealed in the heart by the Holy Ghost. Lord, do not make any tarrying. Lord, do hear and answer those humble cries, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, may it be so with each one of us without exception. Oh, do not let us live our lives, religious as they may be, and come to the end of our days without a true knowledge of the power of thy redeeming love. O Lord, who set that broad in our hearts, and may there be the witness and the testimony of it to the honour and glory of thy name. Lord, may there be those constrained to say, Come ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. We pray for it here, Lord, in this place of worship, appointed for prayer and for praise. We pray, Lord, thou wilt loose every stammering tongue. Lord, thou wilt remove every hindrance from each heart. For Satan is a mighty foe. Lord, he will cause, as it were, dumbness. He will seek, Lord, to bring deafness. He will seek to stir up unbelief and hardness of heart, that nothing is brought forth to thine honour and glory. But Lord, thou hast the power, and may there be many that are made willing in the day of thy power. So Lord, come and bless thy word of truth in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance to each and every heart. We pray, Lord, for the children and the young people. Lord, be merciful unto them and gracious. Oh, keep them from the powers of evil. Keep them from all harm and dangers. Keep them from the vain and false philosophies of mankind. Lord, even much that is taught these days in the schools, Lord, which are abominable in thy sight. Lord, do preserve them from being poisoned in their hearts and minds. And Lord, draw them to where they take heed and hear and hearken to that which is contained in thy word. And help parents, Lord, in teaching and in guiding and directing in their pathway. And we ask thy blessing upon those labours. We pray, Lord, thou wilt guide the young people into the way thou must have them to go. O Lord, do hear their prayers as they commit their way unto thee. Lord, we think of the prayer of Moses, show me now thy way. And oh, may they be the steps of a good man that are ordered by thee, their Lord, and they delight in thy ways. Oh Lord, how we need to be constrained to walk in thy ways. For thy ways are ways of faith, and we lead not to our own understanding. Therefore, Lord, we need the help of thy Spirit, the guidance and constraining of it. So may it be, Lord, with the young people. Thou wilt lead them forth in that right way, and, Lord, use them to the honour and glory of thy name. Provide for them in all necessary things in this earthly life. Lord, thou knowest their desires. Thou knowest their heart. Lord, dost thou not know their prayers? Lord, deliver them from all temptations, from all their fears. Lord, may they know thy good hand upon them in the supplying of all their need. Lord, each of us, we would pray the same prayer. For we need thy good hand to be upon us all our days. Lord, that hand to keep us from straying. Thine arms to uphold us, to keep us from falling. O Lord, do maintain thine hold upon us. And may we be of that one of whom we've read in the scriptures, leaning on her beloved. Lord, we then cannot go the wrong way if we lean by faith upon thee, thy word, thy commands, thy revealed will, and thy sovereign will. O Lord, lead us forth by the right way, that we may come to that city of habitation that is eternal in the heavens. Lord, as we are in the early part of this new calendar year, may it be so for each one of us. We prove thy goodness going before us in the way. Forgive our sins. Lord, we would confess them before thee. For day by day we have many faults, many failings. Much, Lord, to grieve thy spirit in our thoughts, as well as in our words and in our deeds. Lord, the truth revealed that we are such sinners constantly arises from within our hearts. Yet, Lord, thou hast power to forgive our sins. As thy word says, if ye confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, do keep us through the days of this year, humbly at the footstool of thy mercy, pleading that precious name and sin-atoning blood of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, grant thy blessing upon all that attend here, church and congregation. Lord, remember the deacons in all their duties and responsibilities, all their cares and concerns, regarding this place and the souls of the people. Lord, do hear, do answer. Lord, may there be much cause to glorify thy name from this place. Lord, do bless each of the church members. Lord, do hear their prayers. Lord, make them true witnesses of that good hope thou hast put within them. Lord, let none of us be a stumbling block to others through our daily walk and our daily conversation. Lord, do help each to walk in thy tender fear, seeking that which is good and right before thee and before man. O Lord, do keep us from falling, and keep from bringing dishonour and disgrace upon thy name and thy word of truth, that unbelievers may despise and blaspheme thee. Lord, keep us from such a terrible sins. We pray, Lord, for each of the congregation. Lord, hear their prayers. Are they not praying so? Do they not long to hear thy voice of love and mercy that sounds aloud from Calvary? Lord, thou knowest them that are thine. Then call them by grace into the fullness of the knowledge of thy redeeming love, and join them, Lord, in sweet fellowship with the praying church, determined to know nothing amongst them save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Bless the ministry of the gospel here, all that are engaged to minister on those occasions, Lord, that have been agreed. May thine approbation be upon each engagement. And it is thy voice that is heard. Lord, each one thou hast sent, make them the means of many hearing thy voice. Lord, who is sufficient for these things? May it be so tonight. The glory shall be thine, not my words alone, but, Lord, the power of thy word through thy spirit to help us in the pathway of life and for the blessing of our souls. Remember any unable to be here. Lord, we commend them to thee. Lord, where there's sickness, we pray for thy healing. Where there is duty and responsibility to be attended to, Lord, give all needed wisdom and help in all that the hands and minds have to be turned to do. Lord, we lay all these things before thee, and we pray for our government. Lord, that thou wilt help them, unite them, direct them in the ways that are right. Lord, cause them, constrain them to do that which is thy will. Turn them, compel them to thy word for their divine counsel. And may our nation, Lord, yet remain in spite of all of its sin, as a nation of whom thou art our God. Lord, who send out others to minister the gospel, and may thy word go forth, have free course, and be glorified. Remember those, Lord, of our own churches who have commenced a pastorate at the beginning of this year. Lord, do be with them and help them. One, Lord, with a view to the pastorate, Lord, be with him and his family and all the decisions and direction he's going to need before him. Lord, may all be done to thine honour, to thy glory, and the blessing of many souls. Lord, who hear us now in heaven, thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, do forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 980. When sins and fears prevailing rise, and fainting hope almost expires, Jesus, to thee I lift my eyes, to thee I breathe my soul's desires. Hymn 980.
complete dependence upon our Lord to help us, that it may be He, by His Spirit, shall open up His holy word of truth to us. And ask your prayerful attention by way of a text to the second book of Chronicles, chapter 14 and verse 11. Second of Chronicles, chapter 14, verse 11. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. This prayer of Asa in the 11th verse of the 14th chapter of the second book of Chronicles. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. Dear friends, this word hardly needs any expansion at all, does it? It's the prayer of faith in Almighty God to do that which this man Asa, this king of Judah, could not do for himself. An impossibility in natural thought and natural consideration. But faith in his God, with whom nothing is impossible. These accounts in the Old Testament were written thousands of years ago. And their manner of life very different to ours today. But there are many things that were the same. We, as they, to continue in our life upon this earth, need food. We need drink. We need clothing. We need a place of shelter. We need our homes. We need the comfort of loved ones. We need peace and we need safety. We need to fulfill all duties and responsibilities which come upon us. We need wisdom to handle every matter, no matter what it is. That we do not come to foolishness and do that which is detrimental for us and others. We need to be kept from sin. We need to be kept by faith, trusting in the Lord our God. For the God here is our God, who changes not. And so when we consider these things, in the experiences of these of the Old Testament, there is an application to us. none of us are kings of our nation, as Asa was. But that does not mean that Asa's experience in this earthly life has no application to us. Paul says clearly that these accounts are left on record for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. When we come to read the Word of God, we have to seek the Lord to give us application, that His Word does become a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. There is no other book, no other word that has been written by mankind that shows us the way of the truth as it is in the living God. How we should value the Holy Scriptures that we have before us, and thank God that we have them in our own tongue. I know as we grow, because I was exactly the same, and I'm sure you young people are, you'd much rather pick up another magazine or some other book of a natural interest than the Word of God. They may be good books. They may give account of the lives of godly people. But dear friends, there's nothing so greatly blessed for the good of our souls and direction in life than God's own word, revealed by the Holy Ghost to these who wrote it. Here is the account of this man, Asa. And one gathers here in chapter 14, he was a young man. He was a young man who had had a good foundation. His father was Abijah, who was the son of Rehoboam. When the kingdom was divided, the kingdom of Israel was divided, and Rehoboam was the king of Judah and also Benjamin and the other 10 tribes of Israel came under the control of that man, Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, divided completely in the way of obedience to the Lord, the people, from Judah. He set up those idols, those calves in Bethel and Dan, so that the people of Israel did not go to Jerusalem to worship in accordance with the word of God. And he made his own priests, and as we read again and again, he caused Israel to sin. Now when Abijah became king, he had war with Jeroboam, and he rebuked Jeroboam for what he'd done. And they stood for the battle upon Mount Zemaraim. And there on Mount Zemaraim, Abijah orated to Jeroboam all his sin, what he had done, and that how he should return to the Lord his God. And whilst he was talking, Jeroboam subtly caused his army to surround the army of Abijah, set an ambush for them. And when Judah saw that they were surrounded, they cried unto the Lord their God. And then the battle was engaged. and Judah completely defeated Jeroboam. The children of Israel were brought under at that time. The children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. They relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. That was the foundation, the cause of their victory. Committing their way unto the Lord and trusting also in him. And he brought it to pass. Now, dear friends, as we commence a new year, what a word that is for each of us. To rely by faith. In the times of our troubles and our difficulties and our uncertainties, when things come against us, to commit our way unto the Lord. And as Moses says, show me now thy way. As David said in another place in Psalm 25, show me, Lord, thy ways, lead me. Lead me and guide me. Dear friends, that's the way of prosperity. Humbly dependent upon the help of the Lord our God. Now Asa, he must have been perhaps the eldest son of Abijah. He had 22 sons. And yet Abijah, the Lord only saw fit for Abijah to reign 3 years. In Jerusalem. But what a witness. And Asa continued in the fear of the Lord, doing what was good and right, as we read, in the sight of the Lord. How important it is, isn't it? When we're younger in years, particularly, and never to forget it as we get older. To seek to do that which is good and right in the eyes of the Lord our God. That which we have been taught through the experience and witness of godly parents. They who have been taught the way of truth. And to seek to continue in those things. You know, by nature we've got hearts which so easily will carry us away. Carry us aside through our own lusts, our pride, our desires, our longings. And we're of this earth earthy and we love the things that are of earthly nature more than we do of the things of God, of the heavenly nature. We read, Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. And the Lord prospered his way. We read, he took away all that was ungodly, the altars of strange gods from the high places and so on and so forth. Commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, to do the law and the commandments. Took away the images. And the kingdom was quiet before him. You know, the Lord honours those who honour him. And Asa acknowledged the good hand of God upon him. You know, when we have days of prosperity, when we have days of which are relatively ease and well-favoured in all that takes place concerning us, perhaps at home, at school, college, in our business, in our work. Do not forget to acknowledge the good hand of the Lord upon you. That was Asa's testimony, didn't he? Because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him. And he hath given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. We're not to seek great things for ourselves just for the sake of it. But where the Lord has given us the provision and the good hand upon us, to do well and to prosper, giving thanks unto him and acknowledging him for all that he hath bestowed upon us. There's no sin or evil in that. Dear friends, Judah was strengthened by Asa in that which he did. When he built the cities with walls and towers and gates and bars, while the land is yet before us, whilst the going is well, let us do those things which acknowledge the good hand of God upon us. Why did Asa need to do that? If for these 10 years Asa had peace and quiet and rest, why did he need to do these things and build up an army of over 500,000 soldiers? Dear friends, the reason was that he did not presume. He did not tempt the Lord his God. You know, we're surrounded with dangers, aren't we? We're surrounded by evil. We're surrounded by many enemies. And we're not just to sit back and presume, oh, that the Lord will always give us peace, prosperity, safety, and the good things of this life. There are many things that can take them away. Satan is a mighty foe. He's a mighty enemy. And he loves to get hold of those who honour God. Asa set up those things which would be for his defence in the time of battle, the time of the coming of an enemy, at the time when he would have to defend himself and the people. Friends, they were days of preparation. And he needed them, didn't he? It was the same with King Hezekiah. He was a king who did that which was right in the sight of God. And when Sennacherib rose up, that great king of Assyria, and was destroying all the cities and the lands round about, Hezekiah did not sit back. He'd strengthened the walls. He gave armament to his soldiers. He cut off the water that would be used by those who would circulate the city of Jerusalem. He did what he could. Oh, dear friends, how we need to do the same, don't we? To do what we can to keep us from the inroads of sin and evil and temptations and all that would seek to do harm and dangers to us. You do it in a natural sense, don't we? When we go to bed at night, we don't have doors on our houses which are left unlocked, which anyone can come in. We lock them for security, to be kept in peace and safety. And so, dear friends, how we need, through obedience to the word of God and things to his honour and glory, and to keep ourselves, to shut out things that could come in, evil, ungodly things, filthy things, through what we read and what we do and who we get involved in and where we go. And keep ourselves to that which is right in accordance with the word of God. We can do what we can to defend ourselves from many a temptation and many an evil. But what we do is insufficient, isn't it, in the day when the temptations and the power of Satan and evil arise against us? Hezekiah had to pray unto the Lord his God. And so did Asa. After these 10 years of so-called prosperity, this great army came from Ethiopia with twice as many soldiers as he had. And he had hundreds of chariots. A great mighty army, far greater than what Asa thought he could fight against. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. And in thy name we go against this multitude. Asa knew he couldn't just sit back and stay in Jerusalem and just let what happened would happen. That's fatalism, isn't it? He had to go and face the enemy. He had to face this army which came against him. He had to face this difficulty. He had to face this great trial. But he didn't go alone. Asa cried unto the Lord his God. You know, this is the great mercy, isn't it, that the Lord bestows upon his people. He is mindful of them. He knows the way they take. He knows the ending from the beginning. He knows the purpose. He causes it to come. Whether for correction, whether for his land, or for mercy. Dear friends, this great trial of Asa was to work out for Asa's good and the people's good, whereby they would glorify God far more than they'd glory of him before. Oh yes, they thanked the Lord for all the prosperity they'd had. But you know, when there comes deliverance from the power of the enemy, of the distress, of the trouble, of the difficulty, whatever it may be, there's a greater thanksgiving from our heart for the wonderful mercy of the Lord who hath been mindful of us. Does not the Lord say to his people that he will fight their battles for them? We have to do what we can, but insufficient as we are to trust in the Lord our God to work all things for us. Asa cried unto the Lord his God. Oh, look at his faith here. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that hath no power. Whatever the natural strength or the natural ability and the natural wisdom of the people, that makes no difference. The Lord is above all that. Whether there was a great number, whether it had twice the number of the Ethiopian army, or whether it would be just a handful to go and fight the Ethiopians, it mattered not. The Lord had the power to gain the victory. It was so, wasn't it, with excuse me, against the Midianites, with which we read of in the Judges. Oh, Gideon, called by God to fight against that great host, Midian. He says, who am I? The least amongst his brethren, he was nothing. He called the people together. The Lord says there was too many. And again, his army was reduced till he was just a few hundred. but in the hand of the Lord, obeying his voice, the Lord with them. Dear friends, they gained a great victory. What a lesson there is here, isn't there, for us today? Personally and collectively. Nationally, we as church, as a church, have many fears against a great army of unbelievers, of ungodly, that seem to rise up continually to seek to have the rule over us and blot out from the public place the preaching of the gospel and the practice of the Christian faith. And like Asa's son Jehoshaphat, we perhaps pray, Lord, we've got no might against this great company. Neither know we what to do. But our eyes are up unto thee. Oh, dear friends, we thank the Lord for these things left on record. Jehoshaphat didn't pray in vain, did he? Asa didn't pray in vain. Hezekiah didn't pray in vain. Dear friends, the psalmist didn't pray in vain, did he, when he said, "We'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And this God is our God." Dear friends, personally, I do not know what your cases are. But perhaps you've got many things as we start this new year which seem to be so much against you. Perhaps there's great clouds which come upon you like those on the Mount of Transfiguration. They feared when they went into the cloud. They couldn't see, could they, what was really going on. And there are circumstances like that in our lives, aren't they? Whence things come about. We don't not know what is really going to happen, or what is taking place, how it will work out. And we begin perhaps to doubt the goodness of our God. Why is this? Oh, the mystery of the way. Oh, the crookedness of the path which we seem to go on to face and walk and handle. And it may be the great trial of our faith. Is this God our God? Oh, my mind just goes to Hannah. Dear friends, what a great burden she had upon her, didn't she? And a great enemy before her. She had no children, and Peninnah, what an adversary she was against her. Peninnah had those children. And dear friends, she gloried in that which she had. And she mocked Hannah because she had not. And to Hannah it was more than a physical. It was more than a physical trial. It was a spiritual trial. Was this the hand of the Lord against her because of her sin? Oh, she needed to find grace in the eyes of God. She wanted that confirming, oh, that the Lord was mindful of her. And she urgently pleaded that the Lord would come and overcome this enemy, overcome this great trial of her soul. And she poured out her heart before the Lord. Is anything too hard for him? It is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Hannah didn't have any power, did she? But the Lord did. And the Lord worked, dear friends, that exercise in answer to her prayer for the good of her soul and for the prosperity of the gospel amongst his people. Is anything too hard for the Lord? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. David said, didn't he, trust in the Lord at all times, ye people. pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. So it was with Asa. God was his refuge in the time of trouble. God was his refuge when everything which he needed to do was beyond his power. But he believed in God. And he trusted in him. He prayed, "Help us, O Lord our God." Now here's his faith. "For we rest on thee." We rest on thee. This word rest appears several times, doesn't it, in this chapter? It appeared twice in verse 6. He built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest. And he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Now both those words, rest, are different in the Hebrew. They're different words. The land had rest means the land was asleep. Because the Lord had given him rest. That meant an ease of exercise. Everything was going smoothly. There was no great distress or difficulty to be overcome. In our text, "For we rest on thee, we lean on thee, we cast ourselves upon thee." Now that's the exercise of faith, isn't it? We rest on the Lord through faith, believing that what we have pleaded with him to our help, he is able to do. And we go forward in that strength. Resting on the Lord our God. Trusting in him. And dear friends, Asa did not ask this prayer for his own honour and for his own glory, that he might just be delivered again and brought into this time of prosperity which he'd previously had for those 10 years. He says, "We rest on thee. And in thy name we go against this multitude," not in his own name. "O Lord, thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee." He wanted the outcome to be the declaration that the Lord, he is God, the Almighty God, the one who can deliver such poor and needy ones from the power of the enemy. And that was to be Asa's glory. All but a down to the honour and glory of God. "Call on me," says the Lord, "in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." That's the end, isn't it? Dear friends, when we pray to the Lord in our troubles, when we pray for his help in the time of difficulty, when we seek him in the time of our need, oh, what a lesson here to pray that the outcome may be for his honour and his glory. The fervence of the gospel. It was with Hezekiah, didn't he? That the Lord, the whole world, the whole nations may see and believe that thou art God. Oh, the Lord, deliver us from selfish prayer. The answer to Asa's prayer, "So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa, and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled." Dear friends, what lesson there is here, isn't there? For all the days, we know not how many or what they will bring that are yet before us. That the Lord will work all things together for our good. And our good being our spiritual good. And that spiritual good to be declared amongst the people. That his honour and glory may be proclaimed. That others may hear, see and behold. And know that God is yet God in heaven. Oh, it's what we need today, isn't it? Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. Dear friends, there's nothing too hard for him in your case, is there? Jeremiah thought it was foolish to buy that field when he was in prison. And Nebuchadnezzar was surrounding Jerusalem. And he knew that the Lord would give Jerusalem and the kings and the princes into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar and take them away captive. And everything would be destroyed, the walls knocked down, and the temple destroyed. And what was the purpose of that? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, the Lord said he would build up Jerusalem again. There would be children in the streets singing, old men. And there would be again the time to come when there would be the buying and the selling and the glorying of the name of God. Dear friends, all our times are in his hand. And he knows the ending of all things from the beginning. And to those that fear the Lord and seek to walk into the honour and glory of his name, his thoughts towards you are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Well, that expected end, dear friends, in the fullness of it will be in glory, won't it? That these things come to bring us into earnest prayer, dependence upon the Lord in the exercise of faith, that he may keep us in that right way, that straight way, that everlasting way that will bring us at length to everlasting life, where we need nothing anymore of this world. The things of this world, oh, they're now dim. They've lost their glory. They've lost their beauty. Why, it'll be Jesus only, won't it? You know, Asa is a solemn character as well as a blessed character. We read later on in his kingship, when Israel came against him again by Asher, he didn't pray unto the Lord. He sent to Syria, an ungodly nation, to come and help him. And he took money and treasures out of the house of God and gave them to Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, to come and help him. And he did. And so he was delivered from his enemy by Asher, by the help of man. Now the Lord sent a prophet unto him to rebuke him for what he'd done. Did not the Lord deliver you from the mighty power of the Ethiopian? Then why have you trusted in the hand of man to be delivered from this smaller power, Israel? And Asa was so angry at the rebuke, he put that prophet of the Lord in prison. And he did terrible things to others also. But the Lord gave him war all the rest of his days. The Lord removed his peace from him. You know, dear friends, there's some warning here, isn't there, for us who get older. We're never exempt. We're never outside this turning away from complete dependence upon the Lord our God. Sin is ever within our hearts. Our hearts are ever deceitful above all things. They're deceitful and wicked. And how easily we can fall, depending upon the things of this earth, the things of mankind, of their strength, and not commit our way unto the Lord. And that wasn't the end, was it? For in his last days, Asa became greatly diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physician. How solemnly Asa died. How well he'd begun. How solemnly he died. How was he judged? Dear friends, he wasn't judged in accordance with his works. He wasn't judged in accordance with his good deeds. He wasn't judged in accordance with his sinful deeds. We read, don't we, in that chapter 15? The heart of Asa was perfect all his days. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. Asa was of the seed of Adam, like we are. And there's sin in all we do, even our righteousnesses. Asa's hope of eternal life lay on what the Lord had done for him. He'd found grace in the eyes of God. And the gift of God's beloved Son, which was yet to come, who is the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. All that the Lord's people, they're saved through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was Asa's only hope of heaven above. What a mercy, isn't there? What grace that overcomes our sins. That where sin abounds, his grace doth still more abound. This is the sovereign grace, the sovereign mercy of his electing love. Now Asa knew it. Asa knew this grace. He had experience of it. Oh, how solemn in his last days. It seemed as if his own sinful heart had overcome him in all his ways upon this earth. But dear friends, where the grace of God is bestowed, that will prevail. As the grace and the mercy of God prevailed against the Ethiopian when Asa cried unto the Lord and the Lord delivered him, so the Lord would deliver Asa from the power of sin, which was far greater than he could handle himself. Shall we sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Dear friends, how we need to pray, don't we, to be kept. Kept in the fear of the Lord. Kept that we do not bring a cause for disgrace upon the name and the name of the Lord and his word of truth. It was that which drew me to Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Lord, help me. Keep me from sinning. Keep me from despising, oh, the way of truth. Keep me in the way of truth. Or as David prayed, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul, providentially, spiritually. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth, and even forevermore. Dear friends, what a dependence we have, don't we, upon the Lord our God, to keep us in the way that is everlasting. Dear friends, as we continue through the days of this year, oh, may the Lord bless us with this faith to trust in him at all times, amidst all difficulties and tribulations which are bound to arise in this world. Ye shall have tribulation, Jesus said. To commit all our way unto him, trust in him, and to him to lead us, preserve us and keep us and do all things for us, supplying our every need. And to keep us from straying. and being overruled again and again by our own evil heart. Oh, what a need there is in our prayers, not only to be helped in the way that Asa was helped, but to be kept from the powers of evil, the powers of sin. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, if we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is our hope of eternal life. And then, knowing that hope, to walk in his tender fear, dependent upon him all our days, casting all our care upon him, for he careth for you. The Lord be your helper in all things, and the blesser of your souls throughout this year. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Pocock on Friday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 960. By faith in Christ I walk with God, with heaven my journey's end in view, supported by his staff and rod, my road is safe and pleasant too. Hymn 960.
Thank you.
Bless thine own word, and pardon and forgive all that thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss in our worship this night. Do not send us empty away. Lord, do speak through thine own word to the good and profit and encouragement of our souls. Take us safely to our homes. Lord, watch over us through the night. And may in the morning we be able to say, I am still with thee. So, Lord, may it be so day by day through this a new calendar year. And bless the ministry of thy word here through those that are engaged to preach, those which have just been announced on the coming Lord's Day and next week. Lord, do be present in the midst. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with you each, now and forevermore. Amen.